Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, March 1st, 2024. I'm Rob Dunwood. Facebook appears to be getting out of the news business. It is removing the news tab in the United States and Australia in early April. It has already removed the news tab in the United Kingdom, France, and Germany, and Meta's news licensing deals with U.S. outlets like CNN and the New York Times have come to an end. Meta claims its news makes up less than 3% of what people around the world see in their Facebook feed and is a small part of the Facebook experience for vast majorities of people. Instead of paying publishers millions of dollars for content they rarely gets consumed on Facebook, Meta will focus its time and resources on things people say they want to see more of on the platform, like short-form video. A California judge has ruled Tesla must face a class action lawsuit from nearly 6,000 black people who allege they faced discrimination and harassment while working at the company's Fremont factory. The case, which started in 2017, alleges that Tesla created an intimidating, hostile, and offensive work environment for black and or African American employees that includes a routine use of the N-word and other racially derogatory terms and racist treatment and images. The tentative ruling was issued this week by Alameda County Superior Court Judge Noel Wise. Tesla can contest the ruling at a hearing on Friday, but tentative rulings are generally finalized without major changes. Elon Musk, a co-founder of OpenAI in 2015 but has since left the company, is suing OpenAI and its CEO Sam Altman, saying the company behind ChatGPT has diverged from its original nonprofit mission by partnering with Microsoft for $13 billion and keeping its code for the newest generative AI products a secret. The complaint filed in California State Court Thursday claims the company and its partnership with Microsoft violated OpenAI's founding charter, representing a breach of contract. Musk is seeking a jury trial, and for OpenAI, Altman and co-founder Greg Brockman to pay back the profit they received from the business. Android users with rooted devices may be blocked from using RCS messaging on the platform, even though Google Messages may show the feature as operational. In a statement to The Verge, Google Communications Manager Ivy Hunt said the company is ensuring that messaging issuing and receiving devices are following the operating measures defined by the RCS standard in a bid to prevent spam and abuse on Google Messages. Brave Software, makers of the security-focused Brave browser, has jumped onto the AI bandwagon. The company released a new privacy-preserving AI assistant called Leo, which is rolling out to Android users in the latest release, version 1.63. Leo can perform a wide range of tasks, including summarizing web pages or videos, answering questions on given content, translating pages, writing code, creating transactions from video or audio clips, and generating written content. Brave Leo for iOS will be made available in the coming weeks. AI-generated articles prompted Wikipedia to downgrade CNET's reliability rating. The decision came after extensive discussions among Wikipedia editors regarding the impact of AI-generated content on the site's trustworthiness. CNET was regarded as an ordinary tech reliable source, but started publishing AI-generated articles in November of 2022 that were riddled with errors and plagiarism. Wikipedia editors after news broke that CNET was testing the use of AI to generate articles began a discussion thread on the Reliable Sources Project page about the publication. After the editors agreed in the discussion, they began a process of downgrading CNET's reliability rating. Cruise, the self-driving taxi subsidiary of General Motors, saw its internal share price cut by more than half from a quarter ago as the fallout from an October accident continues to weigh on the company. Cruise employees were told that the share price had been estimated by a third party at $11.80 per share, according to an email viewed by Reuters. That's down from a prior estimate of $24.27 just one quarter ago. We cannot ignore that this estimate is significantly lower than we've seen before and that there are real-life impacts for each of us, wrote Craig Glidden, Chief Administrative Officer for Cruise, in the email. Microsoft announced Thursday that it will release a Copilot chatbot public preview for finance that will initially run a variance analysis, reconcile data in Excel, and speed up the collections process in Outlook. Software can draw on information stored in SAP and Microsoft Dynamics 365, with additional features coming later this year. Copilot can compare data taken from different systems, which normally takes a couple of hours per week, and reduce the time to 10 to 20 minutes per week. And finally, Spotify has launched a $9.99 per month standalone audiobook service for tree users. The audiobooks access tier will allow customers in the U.S. to stream 15 hours of listening from its catalog of over 200,000 titles. The audiobooks access tier isn't much of a deal, however. Spotify premium subscription, which also includes 15 hours of audiobook streaming, is just $1 more at $10.99 per month for individuals. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.